This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I want to go back real quick, just highlighting something that we're noticing once again. You can talk to today's conservatives all you want about how their information is being suppressed. Many of the conservative outlets across the country are shutting down today because of the suppression of their numbers by big tech companies through Google search suppressing, through that of Facebook suppressing, to that of Twitter suppressing, and they've been busted, as a matter of fact. This isn't speculation. This isn't a theory. We have it on film where they literally, every single one of them, if they haven't blurted the truth out in their confusion and told on themselves, well, then there's video to show you exactly what's happening. We're beginning to see this, friends, even in our video streams. And it's absolutely crazy. The more you tell the truth about what's going on concerning this administration and folks on uncovering the most fiend, those that operate under false pretenses, those that transform themselves into the angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14, the more we call out those that you call the good guys, the more suppression that we get from big tech companies. I wanted you to know that. And the only thing that this really shows us all, friends, is the fact that what we're telling you is true. Because if it wasn't true, they wouldn't care about sonsoflibertymedia.com. They wouldn't care about Bradley Dean broadcasting live on YouTube through a live event. And interestingly enough, folks, we're seeing small numbers and smaller numbers show up on there as well. But it was interesting and what tells the story so you can get a full scope of what's taking place here. Radio affiliates are growing leaps and bounds, yet the numbers that we possess and operate in, friends, are getting smaller and smaller. And keep in mind, for those that did not know, once we started sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, this was 6 years ago, that page went from 700,000 a month to almost 1 million within 3 months. And then all of a sudden, Facebook and Google and Twitter were exposed for suppressing and censoring free speech, which is lawful speech, which makes them in the category of criminal, friends. And that's not an exaggeration at all in any sense of the word, because it is a suppression and censorship of free speech. And this should concern every single one of us. And it should also concern people today that this is happening under this administration. Okay, this is all happening under this administration, this impotent administration. And it just bewilders me that people don't have eyes to see what is really taking place here, and they don't have ears to hear as to what's really happening here in this country. This isn't happening, friends. Under Barack Hussein Obama, you know, the guy that the American people gave a pass to fundamentally transform America for 8 years. The guy that has been busted now, a brand new update, as a matter of fact, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning that of Barack Hussein Obama. I believe the numbers are now, I'm scrolling up live radio, the list increases to 1,375 well-sourced examples of Barack Obama's lies, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, and waste. Folks, and he's still free to do it again. And again, just like that of Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, we have friends out at Hillary Clinton's place right now protesting her, calling for an indictment that was promised to the American people on the campaign trail for a year and a half by the current administration, who has done nothing but stack and fill the swamp, friends. And this I only can say, and this only I can tell you, you're going to have to respond to the truth given. And we all know that truth demands a response. So how are you responding to this, America? Are you going to go back to sleep? Because the Bible tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Matthew 13:35. And what's happening? When Barack Hussein Obama was in office, friends, everybody was on their guard. And every time he talked about gun control, gun sales skyrocketed. As a matter of fact, I wrote an article before anybody caught on to this, not trying to give myself accolade, but remembering rightly so, that whenever he talked about gun control, man, he was the greatest gun salesman in America. And it's interesting, he hasn't done even close concerning gun control issues and legislation unlawfully as this administration has concerning the 55 new unlawful, unconstitutional gun legislation acts stripping the American people of their God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. This all happening under Donald Trump. Don't you see and understand how the game's being played? I'm not going here today, friends, but I am telling you, I'm very frustrated at what I'm seeing in this country today. You should understand a con man, one that scams. If you understand the criminal mind, they don't come, again, friends, with a fork in their hand and a big red tail and horns on their head. That's not what they do. As a matter of fact, if you look at Judas, he betrayed Jesus with a kiss. And the Bible warns us, that's in Luke 22, verse 48. And the Bible clearly tells us in Proverbs 27, friends, that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. There's no rebuke going on. There's no correction going on. There's no instructions going on. There's no justice, friends, being implemented across the boards concerning cleaning up this government the way that it was promised to us. No, this administration is out there cleaning up third world governments, but he fails to clean up his own. Why? Because he's a part of the game. And I want you to understand that faithful are the wounds of a friend. There's none of that going on, friends. None of this. That's a thing of the past. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. The way that things are taking place today, the way that this country is being destroyed, policy is being created in peace. Read Daniel 3 when you get a moment. This is how they operate. They do it during peacetime. Okay? And they're not going to put up a bad guy that's going to turn on you, friends, openly like Barack Hussein Obama and expect you to roll over. Nope, they're going to put a good guy. They're going to deliver up a hero when the American people need him. And he's going to be the one that's doing to you what's happening today to you. It's up to you, America, to decide. I can only give you the truth. I can only show you the fruit. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm showing you what's being done here. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about imagine with me what America could be like again.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about how censorship is taking place. You do all know, friends, some of the majors on the conservative outlets have been deplatformed. This all happening under the brand new administration. Deplatformed, completely deplatformed. And this is happening not by coincidence. Those that you have been led to believe by the CIA-controlled media that are under attack, growing their base, their support base. If you do your homework, friends, and judge them by their fruit, you will find, without a shadow of a doubt, friends, what I'm telling you is exactly true. The ones that the CIA-controlled media have you believing, those that are under attack, are in fact doing the attacking. They're the ones doing the attacking. You know, people ask me, well, Bradley, how does the deep state do what they do? I can tell you exactly how the deep state does what it does. The deep state can't do what it does without the help of those that are doing it. So who's the deep state? There's no deep state, friends. Is there a government within this government? There's no question about it. That are dictating the rest of them? Yeah, there's no question about it. And the reason they're dictated and controlled is because they're extorted men. That's why. But friends, keep in mind, it's so ridiculous when I hear today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, talk about the deep state. Who's next, conservatives? What's after the deep state? I'm just curious. I mean, you already got 101 party affiliations. You've already blamed all 101 of them. Who's next? I can tell you, I can help you who the responsible party is. It's you for allowing what you call the deep state to be there in the first place, to do the things that they do through this current administration. The deep state, or any other form of special interest group, regardless of how corrupt they are, friends, they cannot do what they do without the help of government today. I don't see, it's like after September 11th, everybody was talking about, look at how we're under attack. We're under attack by the Muslims, we were told, for 18 years. We're under attack by the Muslims this and the Muslims that. You know, after Americans have allowed their politicians to attack their third world countries at will because they have oil, that's a fact. You're just reaping what you sowed now, America. That's really what this comes down to. But how people, everybody just blamed the Muslims. Now we see Muslims in government. Now they're blaming you. They're calling you out for your hypocrisies. Well, friends, what do you say to that? And what am I saying here, friends? I'm saying that America, how long are you going to point the finger at everybody else except yourselves? Because what's happening here is your sin is finding you out. That's what's happening in America today. That's exactly what's happening in America today. You know, it's Nancy Pelosi's fault. No, it's not. It's your fault. You already know that the media lies. You know the media is complicit in the crimes of corrupt politicians in America. You know that it's media lies that get them reelected because you know the people didn't reelect them. You know of the voter fraud. You know of all of this, America. But you want to blame somebody, so you blame Nancy Pelosi. So you blame Maxine Waters. And notice how their numbers are growing. Your opposition. Created opposition, might I add. And notice how, you know, Dianne Feinstein, she's the opposition. And this guy over here and this guy. And people are even still blaming Barack Hussein Obama for what this administration is rolling out through the agenda that I told you was going to go forward regardless of who's in the people's White House. The American people are blaming everybody else for what they're responsible for. Because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Don't sit there and magnify the crimes of the wicked. When you have 325.7 million people in this country tolerating the crimes of the guilty, how weak, how effeminate do you look to tolerate the crimes of the rest of them, friends? You tolerate, America, you tolerate the crimes of 535 people in this country, friends. You tolerate their crimes and you wonder why you're being destroyed. And you have good old Rush and you have good old Glenn and you have good old this guy and Mark Levin and that guy over there, all conservatives. What are they doing? They're just giving you exactly what the CIA-controlled media, the bone that's been thrown to them, they're throwing it right at you, friends. But that's all you have to do is pull the curtain back to see who's doing the attacking. And I want to go back to this whole Muslim thing. You know, it's interesting, since September 11th, the Muslims could have never dreamed in a million years of doing to you, America, what your government's done to you, which you've allowed your allegedly elected said representatives to do to you. It's not been a foreign country doing it to you, America. Are you kidding me? All these agencies that have been created, which many of them are unconstitutional, they have no lawful standing whatsoever, but they didn't let a good crisis go to waste that many of them were responsible for creating through red flags, events, friends. They create the crisis, then they bring in the answer, right? They create the problem, and then they come in and they play out the problem solver in the face of the rest of the world. But I'm going to say, since September 11th, America, it hasn't been a foreign government doing to you what you've allowed your said elected representatives to do to you. And I want to tell you this too, friends. Yeah, I just highlighted the fact that Barack Hussein Obama has committed a 1,375. This means he gave you the finger. He transgressed the U.S. Constitution over 1,375 times. But you allowed him, America, for 8 years to do it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. You have nobody to blame. If we falter or fail, it's because we've destroyed ourselves, said Abraham Lincoln. You took the bait, America, and you've been allowing these same corrupt politicians, good guy, bad guy, however they want to portray him. Folks, as a matter of fact, if you pull the curtain back up on the good guy, you're going to find out that he's responsible for more corruption and more usurpations and acting out of the scope of his authority more than what you call the Democrats and the left. They do it blatantly because you've been led to believe that they can do it. They're demigods. They're above the law. No, they're not. A majority of what's taking place in this country, friends, today is under a brand new administration called a Republican president. Okay. And I've highlighted it from abortion. He plays the pro-abortion president. And what is he doing? He's financing them behind closed doors. People don't want to hear that. The gun control issue has been passed under 55 new gun legislation, unconstitutional acts, friends, implemented by who? They're all unconstitutional. They're null and void, though, just so you know. Okay, according to the Constitution, they have no business whatsoever because we never gave them the delegated authority to do so. But 26 governors across the United States, all these alleged laws, friends, policies that follow law, they've been passed under the good guys. Out of the 26 governors, a majority of them had been the Republicans. Okay, have you awakened to that yet? Have you been awakened to the fact that the wall, folks, they're still negotiating that? Isn't it interesting? Barack Hussein Obama said he's got a pen and he can do what he wants. He doesn't even need Congress. He does it anyways. And he did it over and over and over again. But now we have an impotent president. Remember the buck stops here, the apprentice? Remember this guy? You know, the one that's in there now? What has he done? He's promised you everything and what he's delivered. Absolutely nothing when it comes to justice. And what are the American people waiting on? For him to deliver justice concerning the bad guys. Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama. All these little fronts, all these little games, all these games that are being played out through circus of politics and the smoke and mirrors, friends. All these allegations and accusations and attacks on Donald Trump. They all come to nothing, don't they? Don't they? Yes, they do. They come to nothing every single time. Not just this administration, but the last administration. And the administration before that. And the administration before that. Who's been charged, friends? I'm curious. The only ones that have been really charged, friends, if you can find them, are those that actually told the truth concerning the crimes of the said administration during that particular time. When are you going to wake up, America, that you're being played by the ills of... ill-designing men, the dupes of ill-designing men. And you just keep turning the news on and acting like what you're being told is actually true. No, it is not. No, it is not true. Oh, my goodness. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and it's just in me to talk about it. Can you imagine with me what America could be like again? You need to keep in mind, folks, it was, okay? America's always had its problems. But for a lot of the things that we're being inundated with by, again, the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media today, there are things of the past, but they're just bringing these things up to continuously weaken the people by dividing and conquering them, right? Mark 3:25. A house can't stand unless it be divided, and they got to continuously divide. So instead of the American people dealing with corrupt politicians and the media and big corporation fascism, friends, they're just going to continuously allow them to do the things that they do because nobody can ever do anything to them, right? Well, let me tell you, the message is repent before God and let's stand back and see what God won't do through repentant people on the heads of the wicked, because King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law, and they have. So it's time for us to wake up. Read Acts 20, verse 21. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky blocked the passage of a disaster aid bill on Tuesday, increasing the odds that lawmakers will have to wait until the full Congress is in session next week before the measure can be sent to President Trump. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine says the damage is devastating after tornadoes tore through the Buckeye State on Tuesday.
I want to come here today just to express to people our sympathy. We can't pretend to understand what they've been through, but we wanted to let them know that we care very, very much.
The EF3 tornado struck near Dayton last night, and at least one person is dead and several others were injured. President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after his four-day visit to Japan, and celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti is pleading not guilty to stealing $300,000 from former client Stormy Daniels. He's free after posting $300,000 bond. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so we went off on our little unscripted rant. It bothers me to no end. I have some friends right now that are asking, you know, for links, and I'm sending you links, and I'm glad you're asking. It shows that you have a care for the truth. And I appreciate that, again, that you care enough to ask for the truth. So talking to my Top Chat friends right now. And with that said, friends, I want to get over this topic because I want you to imagine with me what America could be like again. Because what we're seeing today is we're under attack. There's no question about it. Again, our sin is finding us out. Numbers 32:23. The answer isn't a revolution. It's reformation. And the reformation first starts with us before we can reform anybody else outside of ourselves. And again, that's why my message is what it is, repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It's found in Acts 20, verse 21. But again, I want you to imagine with me, and I want you to listen to what John Adams, President John Adams, said February 22nd, 1756. Listen to what he said. He said, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Like, by the way, King Josiah, 2 Kings 22, chapter 22, and chapter 23. Read it when you get a moment. John goes on, every member would be obliged in conscience, with knowledge, to temperance, self-control, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men. Of course, love is the fulfilling of the law, and what is that? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. John goes on and says, into piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. What a utopia, what a paradise would this region be, speaking of America. You know, my family and I live in a rural area in the state of Minnesota where spring, every spring, just matter of fact, we're in it right now, have the opportunity of seeing the farmers plowing up the dirt in their fields so that they can plant their seeds. And when the fall time comes around, they bring in their seeded harvest, right? Common sense. You reap what you sow. Galatians 6. Well, every spring I ask my children, what are those farmers doing out there? Well, they tell me that they're plowing. Read Hosea 10:12. And what do they do after they plow? Well, they plant their seeds, Dad. Mark 4, Galatians 6, 7. I then ask, what do they do after that? They say, Dad, they harvest in the fall the fruit of their seeds planted in the springtime. And I reply, well, you're right. Because the seed reproduces after its own kind. Now, America, I ask, is there any denying the type of seed that was planted in the spring when harvest time comes around in America? You can't deny the fruits, right? Again, you reap what you sow. You can't sow a kernel of wheat and expect a kernel of corn, right, into the ground and expect a wheat field. No more could you take an apple seed planted into the soil of the ground and expect an orange tree. No, again, you reap after its own kind. You reap what you sow. And it applies to every single one of us, by the way. If you have a bad harvest in your life, look behind you. Look at the seed that you've sown. Okay? If you planted good seed in the past, well, guess what? You're going to reap a good harvest according to the Word of God. He is the one. Jesus Christ is the one that plants the seed, just so you know. Read Mark 4. Okay? Now, again, I ask the question, is there any denying the type of seed that was planted in the spring when harvest time comes around in America? No way. You can't. The harvest bears fruit in reproduction of the seeds which were planted in the spring, as I said. And so it was, and so it is with our forefathers, who knew who they were in Christ. Romans 13, verse 14. Now, again, today, and I don't mean to be repetitive, friends, or redundant, but the fact of the matter is there's a lot of new people listening on a daily basis. Over 86% of Americans in this country, believe it or not, over 86% of Americans profess to be Christians. And over 242 years later, we can see what type of seed that they planted by the harvest that has been brought forth in the present. Again, there is no denying the seed by looking at the harvest. I mean, we have 300 churches to one, regardless of any other religion. And also keep in mind, when our forefathers were talking about the freedom of religion, it was under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, so on and so forth, the Presbyterians, the Wesleyans, you get it. When we look at the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, we get a clear understanding as to whom he was reproduced after. Now, I want to say this. There's a lot of people out there that say, well, he was a Mason. There's a lot of people out there that want to say that he was this, and there's other people that want to say that he was that. And notice those that are calling him what they want to call him are a part of the organizations that they are now a part of. Matter of fact, when you go into George Washington's estate in Washington, D.C., been there, have the hat and the T-shirt several times, it says right up on the wall, the Masons. But when you go over to his grave, he literally has scripture on his headstone. I'm the resurrection and the life, it says, on the top of his casket, his stone casket. Okay, you got to keep in mind, friends, that there's a lot of people out there, regardless if they're the Shriners, they're a part of the Illuminati, they're a part of the Masons, they're a part of this organization or that organization. It doesn't matter. I don't care about none of that stuff, and I could go off on another tangent with that, but the point is, I'm talking about the Word of God. Hey, listen, in spite of man, Jesus still planted the seeds. And listen, far be it from me to give praise to corrupt man when it was the risen Christ that planted the seed. Jesus does what Jesus does in spite of men. And we can all look at George Washington, we can look at Thomas Jefferson, we can look at John Adams, and we can look at many of the forefathers, and we can look at them and say, well, look at all their faults. Yep. You know what? Take some time today and go look in the mirror. Because like King David, I see a lot of faults with myself. And I'm sure there's many of you out there that could say, you know what, I don't like this about you, and I don't like that about you, and I don't like this about you neither, Bradley. You know what? I don't like it about me more than you don't like it about me. Rest assured. But like King David, he used to set himself in front of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord. And why did he do that? Because he didn't want to offend God. Neither do I. Okay. So, you know, when I'm gone, the Bible says in Malachi that the Lord will write a book of remembrance of those that feared the Lord. Let the Lord write the book. And when we look at America bringing this to in scope, putting this into perspective, everything I'm talking about right now, everywhere you look in this country, regardless of George Washington and our forefathers, if you want to put them in that place, because you think they were some part of a cult or some sort of an organization that meant to do the opposite of what we are today, I'm here to tell you that you're sadly mistaken, because you can see the Lord's fingerprints all over this country. As a matter of fact, if you don't believe it, why don't you go and ask foreign people? You ask, I was just in Florida last week. You talk to foreign people that have come to America, and you ask them what's it like in America compared to where you came from, they get this look on their face like you have no idea. You have no idea, America, of what you've got. You're the freest nation on the earth. And yet, we look at America today, and what do we see? We see a bunch of Americans, spoiled brats, because they don't know what they've been given. We really don't, in so many different ways. And we need to be thankful for everything we've got, friends. And maybe the way to test that is to go, why don't you get a ticket and go to a third world country and check it out and see the difference between what you have and what they don't have. Because there's a lot of people that would die to come into this country. And I want to say this to all the American-loving people. You know, it was just Memorial Day yesterday. You know, it's interesting. Our veterans didn't cry about what needed to be done, did they? No, many of them aren't here anymore today because they gave the ultimate sacrifice. They gave themselves that we might have the freedom today. And I ask you, those that might complain about where we're at today, because I'm here to bring about the answers to America's dilemma. I'm here to bring the answers to the world. That's the church's job. It's not to bring the problem to the world, friends. And I'm not doing the job of magnifying the crime against the law. I'm magnifying the law against the crime and telling you, America, that if you're thankful for what you have, out of gratitude, you're going to fight the good fight of faith, just like those that went before you to give you what you have. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. You still have the freedom to do the right things, Americans. And if you're so thankful for what you've got, you don't need anybody telling you what you should do. You just read the Word of God and say, Lord, out of love to you, this is what I'm doing on your behalf. And it's not just on his behalf. It's for our good, too. Read Deuteronomy 4 when you get a moment. Read the first six verses in the chapter. So let's go all the way back. I don't care what people have to say about our forefathers. I'm humored when people talk about how we're not a Christian nation. Really? Then what are we? I was doing a program in at a college. A professor asked us to come in and do an event there. It was in Bloomington, Minnesota. Today you would call it a very liberal area, which, hey, folks, that's a fight that we need to get into. We need to quit standing back and calling them out for what they're doing and destroying our young people and indoctrinating our young people to be good communists the way that we're seeing today. But what are we hearing from Americans? We're just hearing about everybody complaining about what they should be doing, righting the wrongs. But while I was at this little event we had a class of college students, and I remember there's this one lady who walked in, and she sat in the front, and she was properly dressed. And let me say it this way. My punk side says, you know, she thought she was all that in a bag of chips. And I got to tell you, and when I was in the world 20 years ago, that was my specialty, to put them in their place. Well, this lady gave me the opportunity, and I'm about to tell you how I did that. We were going through all of our Christian heritage, and we were showing slides and showing landmarks all across the country from, you know, Arlington Cemetery, the Christian crosses above the heads of our boys, our fallen, and women, okay? From that to the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10. From that to every state preamble starts out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to that of our politicians putting their hands on the Bible, to that of the landmark, the forefathers' monuments out in Massachusetts, and the list goes on. From Moses being on top of the Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America, awaiting the divine law, keep that in mind, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to come right back to my time in a college classroom. And I think you're going to be shocked as to what some of these people had to say. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, it's proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Folks, we have 751,434 people that are following our site. And you want to talk about major suppression and censorship going on, look at some of the numbers. It's just ridiculously and blatantly obvious what's going on behind closed doors, and it's completely illegal. But again, if you want to check us out, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, same thing happening over there, friends. They just cut in half again the followers that we had. And interestingly enough, you put up against it the growth that we have in radio and what they're doing on our Facebook and our websites, Twitter, and our Google search, friends. They're completely zeroing in and targeting anybody that's telling you the truth in which they don't want you to have. And I cannot wait for our opportunity to put our feet upon the necks of these corporations, friends, because their day is coming, rest assured, and I'm talking about lawfully here. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to stick to what I'm talking about just out of respect to sticking to this until the end of the show today so we can say it was a complete one. But again, if you want to check us out online, those are the websites. You can also go over to YouTube, put up a brand new video just this week on Thomas Jefferson, and the reason of the Quran was to know the mind of the enemy in the warfare in which they dealt with over 200 years ago. America, you're opening the door to what Thomas Jefferson, the president, the third president, shut the door on. You're opening the door. And it's interesting how the Muslims today, they're swearing in on the Quran, and they're trying to get a hold of Thomas Jefferson's Quran as if to suggest that they were good, you know, they were aligned with each other. No. The reason he had the Quran, friends, was to know the mind of the enemy. And when you watch this video on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, it's a brand new video. You're going to understand completely. Many people are saying, I did not know this history. Yes, what's happening concerning those that are calling themselves representatives in America that call themselves Muslims, do understand they're colonizing in America. They're growing their numbers. And once they get enough people, friends, they begin to vote in their said representatives. And what are they do once they get there, just like Ilhan Omar, just like Linda Sarsour, just like Rashida Tlaib, they attack. It's subversive. It's unlawful. They don't have a lawful right to be there, friends. They run antithetical to us. Oh my goodness, when are people going to wake up? And they think this is going to go away. It's a problem that you're not going to be able to run away from, friends. And as I've said a million times, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. And the only thing I can do is tell you what the Word says. That's all I can do. But again, check out those videos. You're going to be glad you did, friends. We have some of them that are going viral right now. And again, if you want to check those out, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Also want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach. Thank you for your trust for your live broadcast as well. And for the sake of time, I want to get back to this. I was out of college in Bloomington, Minnesota. We were asked to do a class. We had a bunch of kids in there. It was a mixed lot. There was black, white, yellow, and that was great. Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. And what was interesting is we had one lady in there. She just came in there like she was all that. And I was showing all these slides on our Christian heritage, and I had another guy with me, too. He was doing the same thing, so we kind of split the class in half. And all of a sudden, the lady up in the front raises her hand. She says, you know, I'm a Christian, but I'm going to be the first one to tell you that we're not a Christian nation. And I just chuckled just instantaneously. I just thought, if anybody in this room is going to undo herself, she's going to do it right in front of everybody. And I'm going to set her as an example for doing it in such an arrogant way. And so she did it. And she said, you know, there's lines between church and state, which, by the way, is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. You cannot find that anywhere in any founding document in America, folks. You used to have to graduate Bible courses in America before you could even graduate public schools. As a matter of fact, you also had to know all the way up until 1962, George Washington's farewell address, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, the Christian religion, right? And I'm going to give you a quote from George in just a minute here. And I just, right away, when she started to talk, what was so awesome about this is I didn't even really have to say anything to her. Oh, that was great. Because the Muslim kid that was sitting two rows behind her raised his hand. He spoke broken English. And he said, I'm here to tell this class the whole reason that, and these people were here to assimilate, friends. These Muslims were, okay? And he was a cool kid. And he just said this. This is all he had to say. He raised his hand and I said, what's up, brother? And he said, I want to tell you and everybody in this classroom, the reason that me and my family moved to America is because you are a Christian nation. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And you want to talk about someone going back into their cocoon, or at least trying to. It was the girl that called herself a Christian that said, we are not. I mean, just folks, just undoing herself. But she was set straight real quick. A Muslim from Somalia had to tell that classroom that they came here because we are a Christian nation. Did you hear what I said? A Muslim from Somalia had to tell that classroom that they came to America because we are a Christian nation. We're the freest nation on this earth. And we're losing that rapidly because we're willing to understand what it means to fight the good fight of faith. Okay? Oh, my goodness, America. We are, you know, and I hear people tell you, do you hear this guy talk about, you know, the fact that we weren't a Christian nation and our forefathers were a part of this, that? I don't care. In spite of them. You know what? In spite of me, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Did you hear what I said? In spite of me, when I was a sinner, he still showed grace upon me and he saved me from myself. Praise God. That's my message. Redemption. Hey, America, in spite of us, those that are truly born of the Spirit, John 3:3, born again by the water and the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, and empowered to do the right things now, friends. You know what? That's the message. In spite of all these things that you see as wrong, America, in spite of us, God still bestowed upon us. And he gave us precepts. And you know what precepts are? Precepts are those things that God has entrusted you to do. For those that call themselves Christians. Now just think about this. Rewind. If all 86% of the American people that call themselves Christians today actually practice what they're preaching, we wouldn't be in the position that we are in today. And I'm talking about, imagine with me what America could be like again. Well, guess what? You're going to have to do what your forefathers did. You know, I have a message that if you want to see the God of Moses, then do what Moses did. If you want to see the God of David, then do what David did. You want to see the God, a man after God's own heart? You want to see what Gideon did? Then do what. You want to see the God of Gideon? Then do what Gideon did. You want to see the God of Samson? The list goes on. You want to see the signs and the wonders that the apostles were performing? Then do what the apostles did on the behalf of the people that they're called to go to. We're called to be ambassadors. Now, I got to get going here. We're again talking about, imagine with me what America could be like again. Okay? Because we were there. We just need to restore it. But we have to fight to restore what we have. We don't need... Hey, folks, you know, we keep hearing about all these people that, well, you know, this old way didn't work. No, the old way didn't work because you didn't do what the old way taught you. Read Jeremiah 6:16. You want to do it the new way, yet the Bible condemns those that are given to change. And the Bible directly points its finger at going back to the old paths, not the new ones. Okay, Jeremiah 6:16. Now, I want to go back to the old past, and I want you to listen carefully. When we look to the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, we get a clear understanding as to by whom he was reproduced after. Listen carefully. This is George Washington's prayer. And this is a man that knows the Word of God, because you don't just put a prayer together like this without it actually going through you for years. He was very mature as a Christian. Listen. O eternal and everlasting God, direct my thoughts, words, and work. Wash away my sins in the immaculate blood of the Lamb, and purge my heart by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22, purge my heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew thy spirit within me. Okay? This is all David. Daily frame me more and more in the likeness of thy Son, that I wake up in thy likeness, David prayed. Jesus Christ, that the living in thy fear, a filial fear, and departing from iniquity, and dying in thy favor, his grace, his mercy and his grace proper, I may in thy appointed time obtain the resurrection of the justified unto eternal life. Bless, O Lord, the whole race of mankind, and let the world be filled with the knowledge of thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ. Now, it's not my objective to prove the obvious fact that America is a Christian nation. It's my objective to show you what and who America has been since our inception. So again, imagine with me, if you will, America, imagine a nation of people that walk in the fear of the Lord and departing from iniquity, lawlessness, and a people that love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and in turn, love their brothers and their sisters as themselves. The Bible tells us that we can only love our brothers and sisters if we first love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Read Proverbs 8:13 when you get a moment. Imagine a nation that holds to the laws that the Lord gave men, that they might remain a free people and doing that which he commands. Exodus 20, John 8:36, Romans 3:31. Love you. See ya.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.